Erev tov.
Good evening. Good. Okay, it's an evening, and let's hope it'll be good. So this evening lesson for women. All right. It sounds kind of dry, but well, let's see who's opening or who's starting. Lady over there.
Hello everyone, hello Rav. Thank you for all the friends who came also from far. We're after a chain of conventions in America, and we are now entering the time of fulfillment. And we really want to see how to work in the ten of women. We have a chance to meet you, to ask questions, to read. Let's go into this lesson
okay.
together.
It's difficult to put all of this into an hour and a half, but we'll attempt it. Okay, so what are we doing?
We will start with the readings, and if you want to say something, please.
Yes, to expand a little bit on the things. Okay, text number one, Baal Sulam, letter 49. I order you to begin to love one another as yourselves with all your might, to ache with the friend's pains, and rejoice in the friend's joys as much as possible. And I hope that you will keep these words of mine and execute this matter to the fullest. Usually I hear from about the women's lesson, what is the woman's place in all of this study, all of this thing. So I want to remind you that the soul of Adam, Harishon, even though it is divided into a female and male parts, it all shattered, it all requires correction. And the correction is single correction, the same correction. According to each one's root of the soul, there's a difference between men and women, between everyone. There's a different kinds of souls, female souls and male souls, but the correction is the same correction. It's to rise above the ego, and it doesn't matter which kind of ego. Neve also has one kind of ego, and I have another kind of ego. So what? It's still the same work, to rise above the ego and to connect. And even though there's great difference between everyone, there is rejection and friction, and we'll discover much more, like the students of Rabbi Shimon who found themselves wanting to burn each other. So, not themselves, each other, you know, their friends. And they were of such exalted degrees, lofty degrees, because the desire to receive when it awakens, each time it awakens with greater strength. And so, we need to work on this. There's no other kind of work for men or for women. So, what is the role of the woman? There's no such thing as the role of the woman. No. There's the role of each and every person as a created being. That's first of all. Now, the second thing. Because there's souls of men and souls of women, female and male, there is a division here. First, the souls of men are corrected, male souls, because they belong more to the degree of bina, overcoming, and the females, the women, join them. The souls, the female souls join them. And their work is also a work against their ego, but they receive these desires, these female desires, receive their power from the males. You could say that the soul of a woman receives the light, the direction, the power. She receives it through the man. But in any case, be that as it may, the work is the same work, to rise above one's ego. Onwards. Excerpt 2. Rabash, the purpose of society too. We need a society that will form a great force so that we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. And when assembling, we must be serious in order not to leave the intention for which we have gathered. So, same as with the men, we always talk about this. We need to connect, rise above the ego, to integrate together. Each one needs to feel himself, to feel that he's the least of everyone, annul himself. Each one can elevate everyone, awaken everyone, so he needs to feel he has more power, more strength than everyone at the same time. And each one needs to be equal to everyone else. Each one needs to advertise, you could say, within the society, the greatness of the Creator, and only the greatness of the Creator, the extent to which it's important to us. To that extent, we can rise, we can ascend above all of the obstacles which the Creator sends us, so that we grow, make His greatness more than all of these obstacles, and then we can overcome all of these obstacles. So that's how it works. So the work is the same work. We speak of this on a daily basis. I haven't lied to you. We really have begun this process from the time the congresses began in South and North America. And I've deliberately given this deeper work there with the intention that you here will receive it from afar. And I spoke of things in a new way, on a new level, and towards this Bnei Baruch group. That's how I wanted it to work. It's that's my calculation, but that's how we've begun. And now we need to apply this teaching, this work. And that's how it should happen. And until we enter the first spiritual degree, men and women both, it all depends on the extent to which each one exerts himself or herself. And there is no difference in sex or the person is veterancy in the group or anything. It doesn't pertain to the number of pages in the study of the Ten Sefirot. He read or anything, just the extent to which one gives himself over, devotes himself. And to that extent, one finds success. Let's continue. Text number 3. Rabash, make yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend too. These people agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends, is that each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages: as their faces differ, so their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understand that there isn't such great distance between them in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in the love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that. Love. The work is simple, very simple. It has many different outcomes and manners of work and so on, but one simple principle, to rise above the ego and in that manner to come to reach the properties of bestowal spirituality. And so that we exit this sphere we're in, where we feel this world, this reality is this world, we'll rise above that. We'll come to the perception of the new world, the spiritual world. Everything that we perceive now, we perceive in our will to receive, absorbing it inwards, instinctively. That's the way we're built. And when we change this, replace it with bestowal, coming out of ourselves, giving to others, we completely change our paradigm, the method of perception. And then we begin to feel, to sense a different reality, which is called the upper world. So that's what we require. And with the perception of the upper world, we feel ourselves as limitless beings, because all of our limitations are due to our earthly body, our senses, five senses. They're limited, and so we feel ourselves as alive between the point of birth and death, and everything is very limited in the way we perceive things, feel them, understand them. However, if we change, replace our perception of reception to the perception of bestowal, then we begin to see everything that is outside of us. And then the world looks completely different, opposite to it, to how it is now. As it is written, I've seen an opposite world. That's how it's written. So that's what happens. The Creator deliberately created us opposite to Him, to the quality of bestowal. And we exist in this form to begin with, opposite to the Creator, and we need to come to a state where we're similar to Him, to the extent that we're actually equal to Him. And that's how we reach adhesion. And we have different levels of adhesion, 125 degrees levels, and we need to ascend gradually the ladder of equivalence of form, adhesion to the Creator. And this is both for women and for men. I keep repeating this. There's no difference at all. And Rabash also emphasized this point more than once. And therefore, let us work as we should, properly. The woman is not inferior in any way. It's the same. It is a part of Adam HaRishon. The woman is also a part of Adam HaRishon, the female part. And both of us, the men, the males and the females, completing each other, we can uncover all of these things. And we also know that in previous generations we had prophetesses, which were no lesser than the men prophets. It's written to Abraham, hear what Sarah tells you. And it's written of him that he was the greatest of the nation, the apex. He attained the whole method and organized it, built it for the people of Israel, and he was told that he needs to speak to his wife, to listen to her, to confer with her. She's part of his body, the woman. Onwards. Text 4. Rabash, Covenant of Salt. The matter of making a covenant must be precisely when each one has complaints and demands from the others, and there may be a state of anger and division. Then the covenant that they made obligates them to hold on to the love and the unity between them. And it is a rule that whenever one may desire and wish to harm the other, they are advised to remember the covenant that they made between them. This obligates them to hold on to the love and peace. And this is the meaning of, with all your offering, offer salt. Namely, that all the nearing in the work of the Creator must be by a covenant of salt, which is the foundation of everything. With every offering, offer salt, meaning that the offering, meaning close, something closer, korban, karov, that's the words in Hebrew, it needs to be close, it needs to be eternal, it needs to be between everyone. We begin it in our ten. And with the ten, we come closer to one another, in the ten, to the center of the ten, not to someone in specific. There's no teacher in spirituality, there's no creator. Listen to what I'm saying now. No, there is the center of the ten. That's it. That's where everyone gathers. This gathering, this assembly is called a covenant, a connection, an agreement, an accord. And we need to attain that. And in this, everyone is equal. We need to come to equivalence with the Creator. See how... The rule here is for connecting with the Creator is to be equal to Him. The equality, meaning once I'm at one time above, I'm above everyone to draw them, to pull them to connection, and at another time I'm below everyone to integrate with them. But the connection is in equality, by being as equals. And so we need to, that's how we need to sustain ourselves, to live. And this connection is called a covenant. And in the covenant, we have mutual responsibility, commitment, or obligation that whoever comes here has to take upon himself new rules, to accept new rules which pertain to integration in our society. There's no such conditions in other societies, but anyone here has to integrate. It's mandatory. He has to, I don't know, pour himself onto the society, to melt into society. I don't know what other words I can use here. Just make zero of yourself. One who wants to advance, to be respectable, to be one of the society, is one who makes zero out of himself. And this is especially difficult for women, I know. This is a woman's nature. She feels that way. She's always concerned about not being seen as lower than others. And this is nature. And we need to understand that this isn't a humiliation of the woman. No. It's the other way around. The fact that she's prepared to help everyone, support everyone, show everyone the extent to which how she's completely living for the society. This elevates her to a completely new state. So you know this. This is well known, common knowledge. Okay, so soon we will conclude with the reading of the texts, and you can ask any question that you wish, and also we'll hold a workshop. Please, Rabash, what to look for in assembly of friends? Rav, perhaps not. Perhaps we'll hold a small little workshop now. What does it mean? What does the covenant between us mean? Please.
Um, br-
A covenant between us means that we put the Creator between us. When I make myself a zero, it's not in the between me and my friend. It's just between me and the Creator. That is my covenant. And from my part, the friend, the tent, this covenant is in front of the Creator, in front of En Od Milvado. In front of Him, I am a zero. In front of Him, I annul myself. I put myself down. And then the reforming light works and makes this covenant happen. Without it, this covenant cannot happen. What is a covenant between us? I take it as in a family. If I go into a family and I see that each and everyone gives a personal example into the center of the ten, of it's actually my family, so I'm ready to give everything. And I see that they're all equal. And I want to be like them. I want to be equal like them. So I try and make my best for this family, for this ten, to the center of the ten. And I give everything I can because they give everything. And I want to be like them. So then we become one. That is the covenant between us. It's something internal and our feeling that this is my family and I will do everything for it. I really connected to the example of the family. It's like a family business. If we do not take care of it, we'll just fall. And we're all dependent on it. The children, the men, the women, really in this way. It's a feeling like a woman worries for the family, so this is the covenant between us that we worry about each other. What's happening? What do my friends think about? Are they thinking about the Creator, about the ten, about the group? Did they hear the lesson today? To awaken them, just to be in concern to each other all the time.
The
covenant between us is actually in this moment the fact that we are directing ourselves to ask the Creator that He's the one that will be among us and will reach the whole world. It means that in every situation, this is our routine, this is our work. The covenant is our work, to make it every minute, to renew it every time. And now is a very strong moment of renewing the covenant between us, especially in light of all the meetings of tens of women that were happening towards this lesson. And the covenant between us is the place that we are always, we will always go to and get the security and safety from Him in the times of the gifts Creator is giving us to turn to Him. And the covenant is that we turn to Him in everything. It is a matter that we every time renew the covenant. The covenant is that in that we persist in renewing the covenant. It, each and every time we are committed to this circle. Every morning, anew, I wake up and think, how am I strengthening this circle? How am I making my friends happy? How am I making them...
What do we need to do in the ten, each one in her respective ten, so that the covenant will obligate me? What should I do so that the covenant obligates me? Meaning, in my reasoning, in my mind, I understand that this should be done because otherwise nothing would be left, there would be nothing to show for my life. I want to attain the spiritual goal. For this, I need to keep the covenant. But what can make me keep the covenant? So that in our connection, the Creator will be revealed. We're building the place for the revelation of the Creator. So how do we, what can obligate me to do this, to maintain the covenant? Please.
What
holds us always is to take apart the responsibility so that we cannot escape it, that will hold us in it. Yes, also a part, also a schedule, schedule that keeps us from escaping. There is no free moment where we do nothing. And inside this schedule, inside those parts and roles, what holds the covenant is the feeling that my friends love me, that I am on their hands and that they love me. Each and every one of us in the tent should feel that he's a baby in the hands of the great ones. And then there's a feeling of a covenant, because there's a feeling that all the friends are so great and so much annulment towards them, and this desire to be like them, and such great effort and prayer for everyone. So this covenant is a covenant that lives. In short, without you, there is no covenant. There's nothing. I keep finding myself in the same conclusion. Just do what Rav teaches us to do. To have parts in Hafatza, distribution, to make our talks in the tent. For us it works really good. We all have several times in the day that each and every one can have her opportunity to connect. This holds the beast, and just bring our body to the ten, and the ten will work. This should be a concern, endless concern, because we need to renew all the time. Like from the beginning, like we have a baby born between us, something was born. We just need to hold it and to take care of it and to love it, and to have concern. And all that you've said, the schedule, it's all true. Thank you. Yes, we got all the conditions, the perfect conditions to make what Mekubalim tell us.
Okay, from Maor Vashemesh, Sun and Light, Parashat Vayechi. The main purpose of the assembly is for all to be united as one, and that all their requests will be directed up towards one goal, to reveal the Creator who dwells among each ten. And certainly, when there are more than ten, there surely is a greater revelation of the Shekhinah, of divinity. And each and every one hears his friend, sees himself as small, desires to hear something from his friend about how to serve the Creator and how to reveal Him. This is the way they all unite. And it follows that when the assembly's intention is focused on it, then naturally, more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to feed. And so the Creator draws Himself nearer to them and dwells with them. And great goodness and all good mercies are revealed and drawn towards the assembly of Israel. Meaning, the connection between us exists where we all annul ourselves. Yes? Where each one lowers himself as much as possible, and then in that place where he lowered himself, there he begins to feel that he has a connection with the others. And each one of us has to understand that our society, and in general, all of humanity, we are in the end of correction. We are corrected. We just need to uncover it, to reveal it. But the state already exists. So if I lower myself now to the level of zero, as supposedly I do not exist anymore, supposedly, I begin to feel spirituality now. I don't need immediately, I don't need any support or help if I can do this. Yes. In order to do this, I do need help and support from the group. Each one helps one's friend. But if I annul myself, then at that very point of annulment, I immediately feel spirituality. And there I see the group. It's waiting for me there. But the way I see them now, as we learn, each one who judges a friend judges his own faults. I see each one as I see them. But if I null myself, I see them in complete unity and completely annul to one another. And so one always has something to do to lower himself more and more in respect to the ten. And if we take this work on ourselves, then we have a place to advance, we have a way to advance, and then we do, and we can be awarded with this. And you see that we do receive help and support and the possibility to do this. And between us, I really didn't think that we will be able to, in practice, build a 10 and to explain all of this process to the students. I didn't think. And it's been over 23 years that I've been teaching the group. Well, it changed, of course, but starting with the first student. And I didn't think that we'll come to this. But if this has been opened to us, then it's a sign that we are capable, we are worthy of coming to the revelation of the Creator, because it all depends on us now. Now, there's nothing more to conceal. The work is in the ten, in the group, in annulment, and everything that Rabash writes. We've studied it, we've read it. He writes it. Yes, but now, it all depends on our practical application of this in our tens. Let's continue. Text, excerpt 7, what to look for in the assembly of friends, Rabash. Thus, the friends' discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and craving to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friends can appreciate the importance and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason, meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator that a man can imagine. And we should say that we believe above reason that he leads the world in a benevolent guidance. And if one believes that the Creator wishes only man's best, it makes a person love the Creator until he's rewarded with, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul." And this is what a person needs to receive from the friends. Rav, we learn that the Creator, well, what do I know about the Creator? What can I imagine about the Creator? It'll always be something that, until I actually reveal him, and even when I do reveal him, every time I need to ascend to a new degree, so the attainment of the Creator is gradual. I've attained something, it disappears from me, and now I have to attain it to a greater extent, to a loftier extent, and it disappears again, and for 125 degrees. So how do I attain this? Only when I do that work towards the friends, meaning towards the group, the center of the group, from the love of people, of the creations, to the love of the Creator. That's how I need to advance. And so I have a serious problem here. There are friends here in front of me, and I need to get along with them, and to exactly the extent that I come closer to them, that I know how to annul myself, how to bestow to them, to influence them with the greatness of the goal. And in short, the extent to which I can organize the group and still remain the lowest and the lowest in the group and the highest in respect to the goal, meaning to give them everything, to annul yourself, to annul myself within them, to give them everything. If I succeed in doing that, I will reveal the Creator, because they are the space, the field. You could say that if I arrange everything so, if I arrange them in a certain way, I come to the revelation of the Creator. And so each one should think in regards to his ten, and each one who judges his own flaws. I see the friends, they appear to me within my desires, my broken intentions. And so what I need to do, it all depends on me. It doesn't depend on anyone else. I can't say that, no, my friends are so harsh and difficult, I can't annul myself to them. No, there's no such thing. They're not people in front of me. They're souls. And everything depends on me lowering myself and revealing that they're in more spiritual states. If I raise myself, lift myself up, I see them in more earthly states. A person sees himself outside of himself, as we learn from the perception of reality. So you can't ever say that I depend on the ten. No, I depend on myself alone. And outside of me, it's the Creator presenting the whole of reality to me. And I need to somehow get along with all of this reality, meaning the extent to which I annul myself before all of these parts of my soul. I see that these parts are corrected already, and they're all properly arrayed before my eyes, connecting before my eyes. They were in that way, they were connected before, but to my eyes, they were all shattered and broken. And when I annul myself more and more, I see that they also annul themselves more and more, these parts, and connect until they all become as one. And to the extent that I myself want to see them so, only to that extent. And then I reveal the Creator within them. So now, when we receive this method for application, for practical application, we need to, first of all, understand that everything is in our hands. There's no time or cause for excuses to delay this opportunity. And if someone decides he doesn't want it, then it's his business. But if he doesn't want, he doesn't participate, he's also forbidden from being in the society as an interruption, as an obstacle, because that way he's damaging himself, and the society doesn't have to agree to it, to contain such people. But if he isn't obstructive, if he doesn't disrupt, then each one has his own time. You know, as you, when you cook soup, for example, and then you put this ingredient in, after a few minutes, put that ingredient in, each ingredient has its own cooking time. So it's the same, it can be the same with our group. For each and every soul, each and every soul has its own time. There are those who sit, and I see in the men's group those who sit there and they still don't understand what's going on, what we want of them, if it's really about self-nullification, and what does it mean to nullify oneself, and it still doesn't come to them. It doesn't penetrate. It doesn't go through the eardrum to the brain. It's still a long way inside the head until it comes to consciousness, conscious thought, and then it goes into the heart, understanding, because the heart understands, and to one's emotions, feelings. It takes time, but if a person doesn't object, then each one has his own time. However, if one objects, then it's forbidden to be an obstacle to the others. That's how it needs to be. And so, we need to reveal in practice, publicly, within our group, unity, warmth, love, smiling, smiles. It needs to be practical. Yes? In practice. To be as heartfelt as possible, but even if not heartfelt, just smile. Can you smile? It's an exercise. Each one smiles to her neighbor.
No.
Go on. Each one has to smile to the one sitting next to her. Has to. Even to feel she's doing it forcefully. I don't want to do this, but I am doing it. Please.
Yoter.
More. Even more. As much as possible from within, with all your heart. Because instead of the friend, we have to feel that it's the Creator. That's what's written. Yes? So, please.
No.
Now, the opposite exercise. Yes. Cold heart, harsh, cold mind. Only look at each other in a kind of purposeful manner, businesslike, like ice towards one another. Please.
No,
no smiling. Ice. I can't feel it in the air. It needs to be like this atmosphere, this feeling of coldness, of ice. This kind of shriveling. To the extent that it's difficult to even say one word to one another. It's difficult to even turn your head in the direction of someone else. Each one enters deep into herself, retreats into herself and doesn't want to exit at all, closed up inside. I don't see that everyone is being successful. And again, begin to open yourself more and gradually, more as ice melts, and more, and again a smile and joy. I can't hear you. Everyone laughs.
You said that.
Okay. It's worthwhile to do this exercise with your husbands as well. Well, you know this already. So, the thing is, we have to, between, amongst ourselves, I'm saying this seriously, this is also for the men, although I didn't give them these exercises. I will, though, I will. Help them do these exercises at home. Start with... softer. Softening. So we need to do these things because we really need to act. We act with our animal being, animal self, with our beast. We need to tame it. You know? We need to act, to play with it, because it's all beastliness. And we need to elevate ourselves to a higher level, to the level of man, Adam, above the beast. So we need to do with our animal level all of these types of exercises. And over these exercises, we'll come to the level of man, Adam. Okay? This is well understood. So from now on, only smiles. Okay? Very good. Very good. Moreover, you know that the main article that we study in the Wisdom of Kabbalah is Enod Milvado, there's none else besides him. Let's all say there's none else besides him. Very good. And now, the question is, how do we, during the day, constantly remain with this thought in our minds, this direction, that there's none else besides him? There's no children, husband, work. Everything is none else besides him. He now works on me, operates on me, and I need to, from within, accordingly, I need to relate to him. Okay, so how do we do this during the day? Without disconnecting for a moment from there's none else besides him. Please, workshop.
So, in the framework of taming the animal and being a person, to be thankful and grateful for everything, even with my husband, even if he's upset, to say thank you, to connect to this place of gratefulness. Because if we are in none else besides him, it's only being grateful. Yes, none else besides him is his talk to me. So I will be able to correct myself and see where I need to change my attitude with everyone at home and with my friends, to find the message he wants to bring to me, even if he's shouting at me. And I don't react. I just think there's none else beside him. I will calculate what I have to change and what I have to do, and say there's none else besides him, and do the right thing because he is aiming me and he is giving me the direction.
How do I give an example to my husband, for example, let's say? If I have one or I don't, it's an example. How do I give him an example? There's none else besides him. How do I give him this example of there's none else besides him? With all the tricks he plays on me, I respond in a way that where he can understand that I'm in adhesion with the Creator. There's none else besides him. And how can I do this also without words to the friends? In the streets, it's not, you shouldn't do this, but in the group, with the friends, how do I behave in such a way that everyone can understand that I am in contact, in touch with there is none else besides him? Please.
I think that, first of all, it's really to tame myself. It's very not simple work, but there's training there. And with my husband, I think it's more like with my child. When I'm with my child, I try and stay. When he does something that I don't think is right, I hold myself. I don't burst. I know that he's small and he doesn't understand. And I try to aim him and help him, direct him. So this is how I want to do with my husband and with my friends. To all the time remember that it comes from him. Not to be taking it easy, but to me it relates to the word woman. To be a woman, this home, this calm home, and to remember where it all comes from. My husband tells me something, or when I tell him how my day was, everything has a reason, and it's all because there's none else besides him. And I know that with you I succeed only because you remind me all the time. Without you I would not remember to be in none else besides him. It turns out that with the husband, everything that happens, I stop and I ask, where did this come from? And then we both, me and my husband, we stop. This is a point where we stop. And when it happens often in our dialogue, it goes inside. And everything, it's clear to me that I have to awaken myself, to awaken us, not to wait that the Creator will awaken me. So through that, the way that we, both of us, ask this question, even in the most small, on the smallest thing, it goes into our lives deeper and deeper. This is an attitude that is born from our common point. When we have a comment that is bigger than us, even with my friends, we have a covenant that is bigger than us, then this common covenant is a stable force that allows me to see everything that comes to me in these glasses that put everything in a perspective. It's like a muscle. It's like we have to train or to tame our thought. This muscle is like an workout room. This is where we get the strength to come home and bring the Creator there. There's none else besides Him there. Through the relations, we don't address the person, but who is behind him. He wants us to remember and to think about him and to attribute everything to him, everything that happens. I don't know how to say this, but for example, to show him in an overacting way. Today the Creator was good to me and this happened. Or when he does something, so it doesn't matter if it upsets me or not, to say, why is the Creator showing me this act? He's home and I'm speaking with the Creator and you do whatever you like. Maybe I should try it with my daughter. To know that there is none else besides him, it is inside me. For a person that is has a point in the heart, I think that the problem was with the tovu metiv. it's like we are looking who to fight with, who to argue with. I don't know how to. I think that there is none else besides him, and there is nothing else in reality. But somehow to justify all this, it's a mystery. And in addition to what everything that was said, it will be very helpful to our songs. This message, we play it and then we feel it. It brings us out from any state. And doing workshops at home to remind each other, it works. It does the work. It's very special times. I agree, like you said, to put reminders, and I will remind my friends, and my husband will receive this feeling. And I find that the morning lesson is very stable, that something very stable that keeps me in that direction. And I can speak with my husband and talk to him about the lesson, what happened in Kiev today. Also about the lesson. I have to say that this is very exciting. And all these states, this none else besides him, to hold it with my husband or with someone else, not with myself. There is something so powerful and so advancing. I don't know, I wanted to share that. I have nothing to add. I will continue. I think that also happiness, this is very important, to keep it all the time with my husband and with my friends. It's not easy. Sometimes it's very difficult. All together, we have all the tools. We have the 10. We have the morning lessons. We have the conversations with the 10 during the day. It gives a lot of strength. I feel after 10 minutes of talking on the phone with my 10, it gives me like a restart. Like the way it does calculating the road again. It is how I dress and how I react to the things that come up. First of all, I look at every spiritual opportunity that everything that is brings to us, even if it's at home or with my 10 or with a friend, everything that is around me. And that's it, to organize the reality this way, to build the upper level and then start working with both of them. Like you spoke about the family, with the child there is a feeling.
If we wish to succeed, we have to make sure that the Creator treats us well. He can't treat us well to a greater extent than we treat each other well, meaning according to our kindness and mercy, which we practice towards one another. We will also be awarded with a good, kind treatment from the Creator. So the question is, how do we uphold this rachmanut, the word in Hebrew, kindness, mercifulness towards one another? The heart opens, warmth exudes, and I want to... To wrap around everyone, let's say, to cover everyone. So how do I show mercifulness and kindness towards everyone? The Creator is complete. He can't respond if I treat only one or two people, individuals this way. I need to treat everyone this way. So if the Creator brought someone here, a point in the heart, He brought it him to come near, and I have to uphold this rachmanut. From rachmanut is from the word rechem, womb in Hebrew. I encompass everyone, encapsulate them, hold them within me. So how do we uphold this property, quality towards one another?
So to imagine that I'm everybody's mother and everyone is my children, it doesn't matter if your son is smart or good-looking. Mother treats everyone with love and care. Like Rav said, the womb is a sign for mother that gives births and raises. This is how we can treat each other with this kindness. Yes, it helps. What softens the heart is holding none else besides him. If the none else besides him shows me the friends, what kind of I have to add to this treating them like a mother and my desire to treat the I feel that it is not fair and that treating each other with care is simple because we have a common goal. And what's not to love in the friends? I feel that it's more difficult with friends or with family. Somehow the Creator turns the knife where it hurts, where it's hard to show kindness. I'm trying to digest what Rav is saying now, and I don't know. It has to be mutual, and to give the confidence and the light. If you give confidence, then the light has an effect. The work of the light in our work, it's the most important. Yes, we know that that a person judges a friend, judges his own flaws. So we have to ask. This is what we have to do. And then it happens, and the heart opens, and we can start with playing a game, or calling, or sending a message in the WhatsApp, and then something happens. We just have to ask for it and do something, and the Creator helps. Yes. The way I treat my friend, This wisdom is very practical. We have to realize it. When something happens, when I listen to my friend or when I listen to the reality, when I listen, I only listen to the reality and to my friend. And I clear myself from, just like the exercise we just did, I clear myself from any egoistic feeling. And I clear myself to my friend, and in the interaction between us, in the connection between us, everything happens. It's not in me or in her. I clear myself to this connection, and then this kindness is revealed, and it wraps both of us. What comes to my mind is that the Creator does everything. What we have to do is to treat everything with love, to try. the reforming light will do his work. And when he gives us any state, we have to remember that it comes from him and to turn on the love.
I ask you, please raise your hand if you listen to the morning lesson daily. Whoa. Really? And the Zohar lesson as well. So, truly, it's a great shame if we don't make the most of this opportunity. If you're as serious as you are, it would be a shame. You can attain, wow, and in these numbers, just the connection between one another, if you activate it just a little bit, the women don't need as much devotion to this as the men, because a woman comes from the Malchut, the man comes from Bina, the sphere of Bina, and so, you could advance more than the men. I'm saying this with fully serious. Okay, so we have 25 minutes for questions. How do I pick who? Oh, okay.
The friends that want to ask, please raise your hand from your seat and you will receive a microphone. Keep your hands up until you receive the mic so she can see you. We also have questions from the world Kli. So we will start with questions from the audience.
Yes, quickly, please.
We've done a long way in the 10, almost 2 years. We started with many problems, and now we've reached a state with a lot of help of everyone. We have these 15 minutes in the morning, like you told us in the U.S. Congress.
Please summarize.
We've reached a state where I feel good. And I feel pleasure, because, and this feeling, it scares me, because I want to feel more than that. Now we've reached a state that I want to feel that a higher level.
And you don't find the lack for it. Okay, I understand. This is what we've started speaking about. This is what I've began in the congresses in the United States and in America. So the lack, we don't wait for lacks to be revealed to us, to come to us, because then it'll be by blows, by punishments. No, we want to uncover these lacks ourselves. And this can only happen if we work more in connecting between us, to smile more, to, as I do this against my desire, above my desire, I act, I play. But by acting, my body is a beast. It's a donkey. If I start smiling, my mood shifts. Everything changes. And that's what we need to do. We need to act as if we're saints or the just towards others, to give an example. And by this, each one will want to be even greater than he is, and then this desire is the tantamount to raising man, and then we'll look for ways to help one another. Because when I pray for others, I rise, I ascend, and this is the spiritual work, because no one can rescue himself from prison. You know this already. I don't know what to add if you're all you all listen to the morning lessons. So what can I add? Our work is in awakening everyone by good actions. We need to awaken a lack, a deficiency, and then we'll feel that a true deficiency for spirituality we don't have yet. As the result of good work, we'll become embittered we'll be disappointed, we'll find ourselves helpless, short of strength, we'll start crying, yelling, and this will save us. Meaning, to do good, nice things, which we have the power to do, until it breaks, until we can't. Yes, please.
Yes, I'm asking a question from a friend from Katrin that couldn't come today. Can a woman pray for anything that has to do with her home and her family? Because I heard that I cannot pray for myself.
We're partaking in spiritual work. In spiritual work, everything that pertains to our earthly lives is just not accepted. It's not a part of it. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Of course, it feels good. The person is asking the Creator to help him so that the children be healthy, the family and everything. It doesn't work. It works psychologically. We can pray that way. Go ahead, pray. But understand that this is just in order to some exercise, some kind of self-deception, no more. The true approach to the Creator, true address to the Creator can only be if I ask for someone else. Yes, please.
I have two questions. One is mine and one is from a friend. I will ask my friend's question. My friend is asking, in the 10, we try to meet and we cannot find time. And the time that we can find is on the Zohar lesson. She says that it's not right that we will meet on Zohar lesson, and she wants to know what's more important, the physical meeting of the 10 or the Zohar lesson.
The physical meeting of the 10.
Next question. I belong in a team of the integral educations. We go in a procedure with the parents.
Question.
Okay. The question. We do it to our children and our boys. They don't have instructors. And we need men.
Question.
How do we create the situation that more men?
I don't know. Next. Please, don't ask questions which don't pertain to the study. Please.
I wanted to ask about the task lessons. In one of the last lessons...
It's not mandatory for a woman. A woman doesn't have to participate in the study of in the task lessons.
But I have another question. In our 10, once a day, we read from the Zohar. And there was a suggestion that we will read from Taz as well. Is it a right thing to do? Or women don't need to? To read from Taz in part of our daily connection.
You receive text from Taz in order to... You can do everything that the men do, but there are things which a woman is exempt from, like the study of Taz. Even though there were women in history who understood it fully and were very successful in the study.
Thank you.
Next,
hello.
Please.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask, what does it mean to be a zero? Does it mean to ask the Creator to be a zero or to annul myself with the 10?
In action, as Baal Sulam says, it's very good to humiliate oneself in action before the friends. In action. How? Act. By acting, you will gain feeling.
What to do? What to do when there is a cry not to come? I feel pain. I feel I cannot overcome something with my friends. But I have a cry, a scream, not to come. Ah, my scream doesn't come.
That's what you need to work on. You need to work on this cry. Of course, we need to work on all of our emotions artificially. Artificially, don't wait for this to actually happen. Love, participation, I'm zero, I pull them after me, I care for them. It's all artificial. All of my sensations, emotions, ego is completely opposite to that, contrary to that. I come in order to act. By acting, we draw the reforming light, and it makes everything proper. But we act. I love someone? No, I don't. I act as if I do. I do love. I pray, and there are more actions. But the light, the reforming light, affects me. Yes, efforts are lacking. Efforts against the desire. This is called above reason. Yes.
Hello, Rav. I wanted to ask something. In a way, I got an answer. Many times, my children or my grandchildren tell me, please pray for me, and they give a corporal problem with my work, or with... Should I do it, or is it a waste of time?
I don't understand.
Am I supposed...
You can pray, please pray all the time. Just know that for earthly, corporeal problems, it's ineffective. For spiritual problems, it is effective. And what are spiritual problems? Praying for the friends. Only that way. You want the world to be better, to including your family. Including your family. Then pray that everything will be good for the friends. Their connection, that their connection will give contentment to the Creator, and then the light will come through the group to the whole world and to your family as well.
So I have to use this lack for everything.
Yes.
A question from Moscow. You said that everything depends on me. It's only me and the Creator. What
Correct.
Does it mean to organize a group? How do I do this?
We organize the group out of the women who come. The Creator sends them as He sends the men, according to the points in the heart, these sparks, which and then we come and connect. And there are some here who didn't come because of their own volition, you could say, but because their husbands are here. But we have to understand that this is also part of divine providence. There's nothing that happens by chance.
What depends on the group?
What depends on you? Once a person brought the person to his future, to his destiny, then he needs to take the group into his own hands and fortify. This depends on the man, on the person, rather. Yes. You, give her the microphone. I don't understand.
Hello, love. My husband is also in the path, and we have a daughter and another child on the way. And I'm always supposed to give him to let him go and include in the group. And now I have to decide, me or him.
Okay, so you have to. It's mandatory for you to let him go to the group because the men's correction comes before the correction of the woman, and the woman receives from the man. And if she doesn't have her own man, her own husband, it doesn't matter. There is the men's group. On that side, there's someone. Okay, here.
My question is exactly opposite from what Nadia just asked. If it's possible that you will speak with us a little bit about the subject of men and women, is it recommended to take someone that is on the path or not?
Of course, someone on the path. Certainly, if you want to advance, then how could you live with someone who's not on the path? For a woman, this is very difficult. So there's no real question here. No real question. But a woman doesn't have to be married. A man
Why?
Has to be married.
Because what does it mean doesn't have to be married? Doesn't
a man has to get married? The man has to get married in order to be a Kabbalist. He has to get married. A woman doesn't.
So what, she will stay all alone?
I'm telling you, you don't have to. You want to, good. You don't want to, you want to be alone. But I've explained a spiritual rule to you. With all of your claims and objections, please turn to the upper office.
What is the realizing stage? We have to realize this acting against our will?
It's always against your desire, because every ascension, every level is against the desire of the previous level. That's how we work. This is called overcoming Tzimtzum, Masach, or Chozer, or the entry into the upper degree. It's always all contrary to the previous desire.
What is our work now?
The current work is that I need to be as a zero before the group, to connect with everyone, to encourage everyone, to be connected, bonded to, and to just pour myself at the feet of everyone. I do this, good. I don't do it, then it won't be good. That's it. Well, you listen to my lessons? So then what's the use? What's the benefit?
You said that we've entered a new level of realizing.
The application is what you read in the articles of Rabash and Baal Sulam. Apply it. You don't need to listen to me even. Just take Rabash, 50 or 20 first articles. Apply all of that. This is called application. Not me. Doesn't include me, okay?
I hear the lessons, Rav, and I don't know what it means to annul.
I believe you. To annul means to feel your own desire and to annul it, to do the other way around.
Does our effort worth anything only if it's above our nature?
Above nature, only above nature.
And our effort to connect, only internal connection, above the ego. This is qualitative or qualitative?
Qualitative. Thank you. Next. Yes.
What great friends we have.
Let me hear.
We see how serious they are and the efforts they put in. They give all their heart and soul. My question is, in light of the way we see how serious they are and they want to know and to include themselves and to go deeper and deeper inside. I have a question. I hope it's not rude. Many times I feel that they want to ask a question in the morning lessons. Can they do this?
No. I'll explain. It may be that you're doing many good actions, and in truth, the women do many times the work over, the work of the men in our dissemination program and factory. But the problem is in how to concentrate our efforts on the point of connection and not to deviate or disperse, because when you deviate from the point of connection, everything is easy and everything, you can do everything, but the point of connection is very difficult to enter. There has to be very great tension and effort, internal tension. So be attentive of that, the point of connection.
Thank you.
I hope to feel this from the men as well, because through the men, it will affect them. Without a microphone, why are you raising your hand? Please.
I have a question. If a person feels that he gains something from thinking of others, is this a shell?
Fine, it's fine. We're in Lolishma, not in her name, as we say. It's fine.
I wanted to ask how a person can measure that he's fully devoted.
Again?
How can a person measure?
To measure himself if he's fully devoted. When he comes to soul devotion, he'll know. This is still far off. Please.
Me? Okay. I wanted to ask if a man has problems with his friends and he consults with his wife and he criticizes him. I want to help him, and sometimes it puts me down.
You need to speak with the words of Rabash, articles of Rabash.
How do I raise above this?
Just what's written. That's it. Read it together. Tell him that you see that of this.
So to sit with him and read together.
Yes. What? Don't laugh. A man needs a mother, and a woman. You know this.
Yes, I feel this.
Yes, this is natural. Why is it told to Avraham here?
So you
what
say
Sarah
to read
tells
something
you
together.
Yes, the woman has to accompany the man throughout the spiritual path and to direct him and guide him on many occasions.
Okay, another small question. If I don't have time to see all the morning lessons, what do you recommend from all three?
The first hour. Yes.
My question is, it's not new. A very strong feeling that there is something that comes, something very big that's coming. And sometimes I feel a taste. And this sometimes takes me back. I feel despair, like I'm not there. Maybe I'm not explaining myself right.
It's not important how you explain it, but you have to do what's written. That's it. All of your feelings and emotions, you can feel them. It's your business. But you have to also apply the writings, the texts. Do what's written. This doesn't pertain to that. Okay?
Я тоже слушаю уроки, я никогда не слышала, чтобы вы говорили, почему заповеди, существуют заповеди, связанные со временем и не связанные. То есть почему они должны быть связаны или не связаны со временем?
I
also hear the morning lessons, but I've never heard that we spoke about things that we have to do in the right time. And
we'll speak of this. It's still early to speak about what it means in spirituality, commandments which depend or do not depend on time. In spirituality. Yes.
Потому что во всех действиях есть полное ощущение, что все время, что это я что-то делаю, я что-то отменяю, я что-то там.
What does it mean that we let the Creator work? In every work, it feels like we are working. I annul myself. I do something.
In order for us to annul ourselves and to feel the Creator, where I exist, the Creator should be.
Приходит творец сначала в ощущении или в мысли, то есть как направляется, куда, откуда его улавливать сначала?
How the Creator reveals in the thought, in the feeling, where do I catch it?
In place of the friends. So, friends, the lesson is over. Please keep your smiles, come home with a smile, show it to everyone. Okay, that's it. And give an example to your husband as he returns from the lesson. I don't know what form is when he comes back from the lesson, but you can give him an example. And we'll meet in a month, right? No problem.
Shavuot,
the holiday of Shavuot. I don't know. Do we have a women's lesson in Shavuot? In the evening.
Usually on holidays, it will be decided, but usually women sit in the study hall, and also we have the night lesson in Shavuot.
Yes, so the fact that women sit with us in the lesson during holidays, this is already known, but what? You'll be able to ask a few questions, but you won't have a lesson separately. Okay, good. So I'm finding a very advanced group here. And great praise. Kol hakavod, as we say in Hebrew. Much respect. You grew a lot. And you are capable of attainment. And hold a competition with the men. Seriously, I'm saying it seriously. A woman has much more convenient conditions than the man. She has to annul herself, come to the masach screen, oh chazer, returning light, self nullification, everything. But for her, all of these things are easier to achieve. Easier. And you'll feel that. And also the seriousness of, and the obstructions, the interruptions.